This is 91.9 KVCR. Good morning. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we speak with longtime Inland Empire journalist Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories from the past week around the Inland Empire. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
Well, let's start out with some departures at the top level of each of our counties. Riverside and San Bernardino counties are both going to lose their top executives this summer as those two longtime chief executive officers retire.
That's right. Greg Devereaux, who has been San Bernardino County's chief executive officer for the past 7 years, is retiring at the end of June, at the end of the fiscal year. He's going to stay around as an advisor for the next 3 years because he had a 10-year contract, and he's going to fill that out as an advisor to the Board of Supervisors. In Riverside County, Jay Orr, who's been on board for about 5 years, is retiring at the end of August. So two top executives, both of them have really had a hand in shaping their counties for a number of years. Devereaux is 65. He has been in the inland area in the public sector for 25 years. I first met him when he was the city manager of Fontana. He later became the city manager of Ontario, put that city on a very strong foundation fiscally and organizationally. And in fact, when Gary Ovett, who was had been on the city council in Ontario, became a county supervisor, he brought Devereaux with him. The county at that time was really kind of floundering. It had been through a number of scandals, and Devereaux, he believed, was the person who could whip it into shape, and it seems he did.
Yeah, and how is San Bernardino County financially?
Financially, they're apparently on a very strong footing because the county's financial position has improved by more than $2 billion. That's half, again, its whole budget. The labor agreements have been restructured so that employees are paying a share of their retirement costs. They've increased the number of sheriff's deputies on the street. They've expanded the jail in the High Desert. Just a whole list of things that have been improved, and that indicates the county is financially strong.
Meanwhile, in Riverside County, things are not looking so good financially, and that's in addition to the fact that they're down a supervisor still. So how is Jay Orr's departure going to be seen?
Well, the board has not discussed how they're going to replace him or when they're going to make a decision. He inherited a pretty messy situation. In fact, his predecessor, Bill Luna, had left because he and the board just could not agree on how to handle the financial distress that the county was in. Orr has had more success. He focused on making the county more efficient through technology and to put in place actual measures of progress so the county would have a better idea of where it's at. He also tackled the county hospital, which at that point was losing about $1 million a week, and got that financially stabilized. He created an integrated healthcare system. They're calling it Riverside University Health. All those things have placed the county in a better position. It's still not going to be easy for whoever succeeds him.
Yeah, because the Riverside County Board of Supervisors right now has been dealing with potential fire department cuts.
Yeah, in fact, the board voted this past week to cut nearly $6 million from the fire department's budget.
Next, only a few Inland Empire hospitals got top ratings in a recent medical safety review.
Well, they're not doing badly, Ken, but they're just not getting those top A grades. At least only a few of them are. Temecula Valley Hospital, Eisenhower Medical Center in Rancho Mirage, Kaiser Permanente in Ontario, and Fontana, those all got A grades. This rating was done by a group called the Leapfrog Group. They're an employer-backed nonprofit that focuses on healthcare quality, and they look at measures like how many hospital-borne infections are transmitted, things like that. Mm-hmm. The scores are updated twice a year, and in fact, unfortunately, California hospitals on average lost ground in the most recent report. So, you know, I guess you could say it's good that some of the inland hospitals have actually upgraded their ratings in this most recent survey. Some hospitals have actually improved their grades substantially. Loma Linda University Medical Center in Murrieta scored a B, which is up from an F in 2015. So that's a great big improvement.
Okay. And finally, A former Inland Empire resident is pushing a local ballot measure to try to prevent undocumented immigrants' children from attending public schools.
His name is Joseph Turner. He's not unknown to this area. In fact, in 2006, he tried to get a ballot measure passed in San Bernardino that would have outlawed day laborer centers and required all city businesses to be conducted in English only, and to impose penalties on landlords who rented to people who are here illegally. That was very controversial. He eventually dropped that bid. But now he's targeting the Yucaipa-Calamasa school district, where 60% of the folks who voted in the past election voted for Trump. He sees it as a very conservative district where his measure would have a great chance of passing. He's created a nonprofit group called American Children First. And as you say, he's proposing that students who, even the students who are legal citizens, they were born here, but their parents are undocumented, that they would not be allowed to go to school unless their parents paid tuition.
Well, do you see any indications that he might be able to get the signatures necessary to get this on the ballot, let alone voters pass it?
Well, he told the Press Enterprise that when he spoke to the Redlands Tea Party Patriots group in April, that about a dozen people at the meeting offered afterward to help him gather signatures. So it looks like there's some support for it.
Cassie, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime Inland Empire journalist and a regular Friday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear Cassie's segments at our website, kvcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.